Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, March 6th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rousch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rousch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Chatham Asset Management has completed the acquisition of R.R. Donnelley. Also making headlines this past week, Mondi is keeping a close eye on international sanctions against Russia, and also Storenso stopping all production and sales in Russia. Alstom Lungsjo has given a statement on Russia. Sylvamo's may curtail and shut down in Russia. And UPM is ceasing deliveries to Russia. Everything's about Russia and Ukraine these days. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from SeaBright products. Since 1984, SeaBright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, SeaBright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, March 4th at 42.55, down 35 points or 0.8% from the February 25th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 3-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 1%. Among the PM40 companies that beat the week's biggest winners were Quad Graphics, up 21.5%, followed by Vertiv, gaining 13.3%. The biggest decliner for the week was Mondi, down 25%. Over the past year, Vertiv has been the top performer, gaining 201%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 78%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 1%, while the PM40 is down 1.8%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Ukraine. Arctic Paper donates to support children from Ukraine. Arctic Paper announced in a press release last week that it stands in solidarity with the Ukrainian people and is donating 1 million Swedish kroners to support refugees, with focus on the children coming to Poland from Ukraine. As a company, we are aligning with the international sanctions and supporting the efforts on the ground on the Polish border to save lives and provide relief to those affected by war. Due to the escalating conflict, thousands of people, mostly women and children, are forced to flee, Arctic Paper said. Many of them will cross the border to Poland and are in urgent need of aid. Employees at our paper mill in Kostrzyn, Poland, are collecting necessary products to aid refugees coming over the border. These products include personal hygiene products, medical products, and food and water. These products will be donated to the Ukraine Aid Center in Gorzów, Poland, and the Kostrzyn Group Elinol in cooperation with the Pomagamy Foundation. On behalf of the Arctic Paper and its mills in Munksundal and Grisbo in Sweden, in Kostrzyn in Poland. We express solidarity with the Ukrainian people, the company said. Arctic Paper is deeply committed to open-mindedness and sustainability, values which are in direct conflict with the current crisis. We will continue to monitor the situation closely, Arctic Paper said. Dateline Russia. Chimera discontinues deliveries to Russia. Chimera announced that it has decided to discontinue deliveries to Russia and Belarus starting March 1, 2022, until further notice due to the ongoing situation in the region. The decision to discontinue deliveries will primarily impact pulp and paper customers in Russia. In 2021, Russia represented about 3% of Chimera's total revenue. The company also announced last week that Chimera is making a donation of 50,000 euros to the Red Cross to help and support the humanitarian crisis of Ukraine. The company says, "We are shocked and saddened by the situation unfolding in Ukraine, and our deepest sympathies are with everyone affected by the crisis," end of quote. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Canada. Alberta renews forest management agreement with West Fraser and Tolko for 20 years. The Alberta provincial government announced a renewed joint forest management agreement, also called an FMA, with West Fraser Mills Limited and Tolko Industries Limited for the next 20 years in exchange for various responsibilities. The FMA allows both companies to maintain the right to establish, grow, harvest, and remove crown timber from the forest management area. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Helsinki. Stora Enso stops all production and sales in Russia. Stora Enso announced last week that it will stop all production and sales in Russia until further notice due to the ongoing invasion in Ukraine. Stora Enso has three corrugated packaging plants and two wood product sawmills in Russia, employing about 1,100 folks. The company will also stop all export and import to and from Russia. A mitigation plan has been activated to secure availability of input materials from other sources. Quote, "The war in Ukraine is unacceptable, and we are fully behind all sanctions. We will now focus all of our attention on supporting our customers and the well-being of our employees," says Anna Bresky, president and CEO of Stora Enso. Stora Enso's sales in Russia is approximately 3% of total group revenues. The impact on Stora Enso's sales and EBITDA is not material. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Miller Western completes sale of wood products assets to Canfor. Miller Western Forest Products Limited has completed the sale of its wood products assets to Canfor Corporation. The transaction included lumber and specialty lumber mills in White Court, Fox Creek, and Acheson, Alberta, Canada, and the associated woodlands operations and timber holdings. Miller Western continues to own and operate its bleached thermic mechanical pulp mill in White Court, with the corporate services based in its head office in Edmonton. This transaction positions the company to focus on the growth opportunities in the pulp sector. The facility sold represented production capacity of 630 million board feet of lumber products and a workforce of approximately 550 folks. All managers and employees of the facilities are now employed by Canfor, and the facilities are now operating as divisions of Canfor. Dateline London. Mondi keeps close eye on international sanctions against Russia. Mondi said it continues to monitor the war in Ukraine and how any potential sanction against Russia could harm its business. The company noted that over 10% of its revenue comes from operations in Russia. Quote, Mondi continues to closely monitor the situation in Ukraine, the response of the international governments, and any potential impact on the group, the company said. It continues, quote, Mondi has operations in Russia representing about 12% of the group's revenue by location of production, including a high-margin, cost-competitive, integrated pulp, packaging paper, and uncoated fine paper mill located in Skivitskar. End of quote. Mondi noted that his Russian business primarily served the domestic market and all are currently operational. In Ukraine, Mondi has one paper bag plant located in Lviv in western Ukraine where production is currently suspended. Dateline Chicago. Chatham Asset Management completes acquisition of R.R. Donnelley. Chatham Asset Management LLC, a leading private investment firm, and R.R. Donnelley & Sons Company, announced that they have completed a transaction in which the affiliates of Chatham have acquired R.R. Donnelley for $10.85 per share in cash. The acquisition was previously announced on December 14, 2021, and R.R. Donnelley stockholders approved the transaction at a special meeting of shareholders held on February 23, 2022. With the completion of the transaction, R.R. Donnelley expects common stock to cease trading on the New York Stock Exchange before the market opened on February 28, 2022. I believe that did happen. In connection with the completion of the transaction, Thomas J. Quillen has assumed the role of President and Chief Executive Officer of R.R. Donnelley. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Helsinki. UPM will cease deliveries to Russia. As a result of Russian aggression against Ukraine, the geographical situation in Europe has permanently changed. Actually, they said the geopolitical, not geographical. This has a wide-ranging human, political, and economic implications in Europe, and the situation is evolving rapidly, UPM said. UPM says our primary concern are the people suffering from the war. UPM is providing support to its employees in the affected areas. We have also started providing humanitarian and material support to Ukraine this past week. UPM will cease its deliveries to Russia for the time being. UPM businesses will keep Russian customers and suppliers informed of the situation. While the forest industry is not directly targeted by the international sanctions at the moment, sanctions against the financial sector may impact UPM's or its customers' businesses and transactions in Russia. The full impact of the current and possible new sanctions and counter-sanctions will only be known as the situation evolves. UPM says it monitors the situation closely and will make decisions accordingly. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. Sylvamo's Svevengeuksh mill may curtail or temporarily shut down production. Facing the inadequate supplies of critical raw materials, Sylvamo says it may curtail or temporarily shut down pulp and paper production at its Svevengeuksh Russia mill later in this past week. The mill is currently operating while the company takes steps to mitigate the supply chain issues and continue production. The Svevengeuksh mill, located on the border with Finland, employs approximately 700 folks and produces uncoated freesheet, coated paperboard, and pulp. The mill relies on raw materials and other critical supplies and services imported from Europe. The mill is also the primary water, electricity, and water treatment provider from the Svevengeuksh community. The company is committed to continuing to provide these critical services. The Svevengeuksh mill has an annual capacity of 720,000 short tons of pulp, paper, and paperboard. Russian operations accounted for roughly 15% of Sylvamo's 2021 total revenue. Strong momentum in Latin America and North America regions is unaffected. Sylvamo continues to monitor the rapidly evolving crisis in Ukraine. Quote, we hope for an immediate ceasefire agreement and swift diplomatic resolution. Our thoughts are with the citizens of Ukraine, said John Michael Rebereris, chairman and chief executive officer of Sylvamo. Dateline Finland. Alstrom Munkcho gives statement on business related to Russia. Their statement says, quote, the geopolitical situation has changed dramatically. Our thoughts are with the Ukrainian people and everyone else impacted by the war in Ukraine. Alstrom Munkcho is following the situation closely. We have initiated a centralized crisis alert team on the first day of the invasion to carry out our business contingency and preparedness response plan. Our primary focus is on the safety and well-being of our 87 employees in our Tivar plant in Russia, and that manufacturing and the customer service continue in normal order. Alstrom Munkcho's direct exposure to Russia and Ukraine is limited, while there is great uncertainty about the global repercussions, which in turn can be significant. We are monitoring the development of sanctions and any potential Russian response closely. Based on our current assessment, Alstrom Munkcho's operations are neither directly or immediately affected by the already announced sanctions. Of Alstrom Munkcho's 45 manufacturing and converting facilities globally, one is located in Russia in the city of Tver. The facility is part of the company's glass fiber tissue business, which operates a similar production facility in Finland in the city of Kahula. Alstrom Munkcho has recently started construction works of a new line in Madisonville, Kentucky, in the United States. Russia represented 1.3% and Ukraine 0.1% of the group's pro forma net sales of €3,077 million in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.